I wanted to say I'm really happy with the stuff I got now.
Good, good.
I mean, really, basically, I'm back for tape deck.
Oh, okay.
So one of my thoughts is that, I want a tape deck that's going to sound about, you know, as good as it can.
Okay.
And I think I want a tape deck with two places for two tapes so I can copy.
Okay.
I've never done this before. I don't know much about tapes. I have a boombox, you know, ordinary
stuff. Sure.
So I wonder if you would suggest that this Luxman is one of the things you wanted me to think about.
Would want the ability of the double cassette deck just purely for taping from one tape to the other? That's its main purpose.
I wouldn't know what other purpose it would have.
Oh, okay. The other benefit is if you can load up two tapes in it, like let's say two 90-minute tapes of music, and you can set a switch on it where it will continually play all four sides of two tapes.
That's probably not going to happen.
Okay.
It's mainly for copying.
Okay, and the tapes you'd be copying, are they going to be straight music?
Mostly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you are going to want or desire a pretty decent copy of your original tape.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
And the originals will be from music lovers, you know, who probably have pretty good systems.
Okay.
And we're not talking stratosphere.
Sure. Okay. Because on a tape deck like that, you realize that you're not going to be able to get a copy that's, you know, as
mm-hmm.
perfect
mm-hmm.
as the original source mm-hmm. was, or even as that tape was.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some loss
mm-hmm.
in the generation of making
mm-hmm.
that copy.
Is there a way to avoid that loss? Anyhow?
Well, you're going to have that loss just because of all the different things involved,
right.
from taking it from one tape and putting
right.
it on the other tape,
right.
there's a lot of things in the signal path there.
Right. So you're bound to lose something.
Yeah, it's not huge. You know, maybe 10% or 5%
right.
or something
right.
like that,
right.
Which is a small amount, and you'll still be able to enjoy the music
mm-hmm.
and the message it's trying
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
bring
mm-hmm.
across. So
mm-hmm.
I don't see a problem in that. The other thing I realize is, think about how much of the time you're going to be doing that,
mm-hmm.
because you are paying a decent premium to have
mm-hmm.
that come in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what kind of price difference are we talking about? Suppose I just get one tape and let my friends copy tapes for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's say there'd be about a couple different steps. Okay,
mm-hmm.
one would be a single cassette deck that would play the tape, you know, and after side A is done, then you have to take the tape out and flip it over and play side B.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
That would be your first level.
Right.
And Luxman has a great cassette deck to fill those needs.
Okay.
And all of their cassette decks come with a 5-year parts and labor warranty, so
mm-hmm.
the quality's, you know, put into them.
Mm-hmm.
They really put a lot into them to be able to give that kind of warranty.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty conservative in their specifications, where what they say their cassette decks will do, they will usually outperform that.
Okay.
And with the unit you already have, the receiver that has the full remote control,
right.
all the units you're looking at here will go along with that
mm-hmm.
and as far as the remote control functions go,
right.
where the remote
right,
control
right.
will control
okay.
the decks. The decks come with what's called a DIN cable, and that plugs
mm-hmm.
into the unit you have now.
Right.
Okay, this is the K111.
Okay.
This would be, I guess you'd say, the entry level
right.
to integrate into your system.
Okay.
This gives you a lot of pluses that most people's basic decks don't have.
Hmm.
Okay, it has Dolby,
mm-hmm.
which, as you know, that's a circuit to cut the tape hiss
right.
without cutting the high frequencies.
Right.
And regular Dolby is Dolby B. That's
mm-hmm.
like when you buy tapes at the warehouse, they're
right.
in Dolby.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, it gives you Dolby C.
Mm-hmm.
When you're making your own tapes at home, like let's
mm-hmm.
say from the CD,
mm-hmm.
making a tape to play back on this tape deck,
mm-hmm.
you're going to want to record it in Dolby C.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to sound sonically superior.
Mm-hmm.
Or if friends are recording tapes in Dolby C, then you'll be able to play it back and it'll sound right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so if something's recorded in Dolby B, you want to play it in Dolby B, Dolby C, you want to play it in Dolby C.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to
mix and match, that it doesn't sound quite right. Okay. So this gives you that. Huh. It also gives you what's called HX Pro, which is a feature usually only found in really expensive cassette decks. And that is an improvement in the recording section of it, and it allows you to record a little bit higher record level, so you hear less tape hiss, and also has a little bit more high frequency response. Okay, so this one here you're looking at $380. Okay, and from there, the next step for what you're looking at would be the K110. Okay, the K110 basically has all functions that we just talked about on the, on the K111, with the addition of the convenience feature of having auto reverse.
Yeah.
And that's nice, just like in the car, where it will play side B after side A is finished automatically, where you don't have to get up and flip the tape. The other thing about it is you can flip the tape over at any point in the middle.
Right.
And the other thing, you know, let's say if you're entertaining, you can put in a 90-minute tape, put it on continuous auto-reverse, have a recording of your favorite songs for a party, a dinner party, whatever, and play side A, then side B, then side A, side B. It'll just go forever.
That's good.
Okay. So that's what gives you in the K110.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the dual or double cassette deck that Luxman offers is basically a double version of the K110,
right.
And they call it the K110W.
Okay.
And
so, what's the price difference?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. The K110 is $480.
Right.
And the K110W is $580.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you paid a $100 premium for auto reverse. Then you paid another $100 to have double cassette deck that's auto reverse. The convenience on this is obvious. Where they even have, you know, buttons set up for dubbing or copying from one tape deck to the other. So it's really set up to be just cranking out copies. Now, the other thing is it has a feature where it will do it in half the time or high-speed dubbing. Which is sometimes nice, so it doesn't take the whole period of time to make your copy. And it will continue making the copy, you know, from side A, then it'll flip over and to side B. So we've talked about it, how it has the dubbing speed select button, so you can make a high-speed copy. The other thing that sets this apart from a lot of other dual decks is it has a separate Dolby button for each cassette deck. Good.
Thank you.
Where a lot of units will just have a Dolby setting, and that's the same for both decks. But there may be a situation where a friend of yours, who's a real audiophile, made a real premium tape for you, recorded in Dolby C. Well, you want to record it in Dolby B so you can play it back in your Walkman and in your automobile's cassette player. In that scenario, you're going to want to play it back in Dolby C, but record it in Dolby B.
Okay,
so this gives you that convenience.
Okay.
Now the other thing is, let's say that friend of yours came over for dinner with his prize tape, and you had your prize tape of, of something else, you could load them both up, put it on continuous auto-reverse, and it'll play side A, side B of one tape, go over to the other tape and play side A, then side B, and it continually go forever. Which is kind of nice. Now the other thing you can do with this deck is, in your system, you can make a copy from tape to tape while you're listening to something else. Okay, so you could be listening to your CD while you're making a tape copy.
That's right. Okay.
The other thing you can do is, as I recall, one can listen to the tuner. So you could put on KDB or there's one in Flex, I forget what it's called, but anyhow. Or he wants to get KFAC, I think it is.
Yeah.
Which is kind of tough. So you could be listening to the radio while taping a CD. Your unit allows you to do that.
Okay.
Which you have to pay attention to what you're doing.
I know, that's right. Yeah.
But at least you have that flexibility.
Okay.
And so it sounds like from what you've told me, you know, about your desire to make good quality copies of tapes,
This is going to be the tape deck that would fit your needs. And integrate well with your system and allow the remote to fully control it.
Okay, what you said helps me a lot. I actually I don't do this so often. And it may well be that I do better just going back to one of these others.
The other thing I was going to say is that do you have, if you had some other type of quality cassette deck, even if it was one in the office or a portable or something like that, I could somehow hook it up into your system so you could tape from one of these.
Okay, that's possible.
And the prices I gave you were the Luxman suggested prices.
Right.
Since you've bought a couple pieces here and also been through the fire, I'm sure we can work something else out for you. I don't know how well it... let's see here. The K111, which is the basic one, but I don't... When I say basic, I mean basic in their line. It's still very good.
Yeah.
You'd be looking at $349.
Okay.
The, let's see here. The K110, we could do $445. And the K110W, we could do $539.
Okay. That's great.
And I believe there's one that we didn't talk about, and that's the K112.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the K112 is basically the Audiophile's dream cassette deck. Okay, it's a single cassette and it's single direction, where it doesn't flip over by itself.
Right.
What sets it apart is it has three discrete heads.
Huh.
Okay, and this will make a superior tape copy, or superior tape period. Because it has three heads. And what it does is it has a separate head for record, a separate head for play, where most decks have a combination record play head. And this also has some adjustments on it, such as bias fine trim, which allows you to tailor the cassette deck's electronics to the specific tape you're using. So obviously you can see there's a bit more involved with it.
Yeah.
For the purist, this is the way to go. Here you're looking at $600.
Okay, right. Okay, well this is very helpful. Let me ask you one other thing. Suppose that I want to use this tape deck to record conversation, like we do in linguistics, between Mac and me or something like that.
Okay.
Then how does it work? Let's say go back to the K110.
There's one deck here, I think, that's set up for that. Let's take a look here. The K110 has provisions for microphones on the front, and it's one of the few cassette decks made for the consumer hi-fi market today that do have that.
Okay.
And so you can plug in one microphone where it has a position that's mono, and it will record it on both tracks of it. And then if you want, you can plug in two mics, and it senses when you plug in the second mic, and so it'll record in stereo.
Okay.
And then it has a record level on it, so you can adjust the record level depending on how loud you're talking, and then also the type of tape you're using, and the level you want on the tape. So the K110 would be set up for that. Any of the other cassette decks here, the K111 has it too. I take it back. I didn't think the K111 did. Okay, it's the dual one that doesn't.
Okay.
The dual one does not have those provisions. Now, that doesn't mean that it cannot be done.
Right.
What has to happen then is one hooks up a separate outboard piece called a microphone amp.
Okay,
and so what happens is your mic runs into it, then it plugs into your receiver into one of its inputs. And so one of your inputs on your receiver, let's say tape two, would actually be microphone. And so you would hit that, and that would go over into your tape deck if you want to record a tape.
So
the K110, which is the single auto reverse, has the mic provisions.
Right.
The K111 has the mic provisions. The benefit of the 110, the big benefit is the auto reverse.
Right. I'm one of these weird people that has trouble with auto reverse.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know why. The first time, I mean, this is the first time I've had it on my boombox. And for some reason, maybe I just have to learn when I put the tape in, I never know which direction it's going to go. So I have a hard time finding, making it play what I want
it
to play.
The way it usually works is the side of the tape that's out or facing you, that label side, corresponds with the arrow that will point to the right. There's usually two little arrows that will light up telling you which direction it's playing.
Right.
Okay, the arrow that points to the right is the label side of the tape that's facing you that you can see.
Okay,
that's the way it usually works.
Okay.
Now, the other thing that throws people off is fast forward and rewind will vary depending on which side of the tape you're on.
Right.
Okay, that's what throws people off all the time.
I just, I'll work on getting used to that, but I just might go with the single, you know, the one that I have to turn it over.
You know, that's fine. That's fine. I'm trying. I mean, I had a couple recently, Bodecker's got the K111, and they love it. They don't play tapes that much.
That's the same with me, too. Yeah, I'm really into CDs now. So.
But they have a couple of these box sets of symphonies.
Right.
And then I think they even have a couple books on tape.
Yeah.
And for that, it's perfect. You know, it's probably more than enough.
Right.
I'm just trying to look and see what other differences there are. I mean, I really think those are that's the big difference.
This is great.
I believe, I think that's the basic difference, is that auto reverse.
Let me ask you, do you sell microphones here?
We don't really get into them. We are connected with a distributor that does deal with them.
Okay.
And so we've gotten them for clients time to time.
Okay.
I think we have them available from Sony, and I'd really have to research that
a bit for you. That's okay. I can follow through on that. Do you have any idea how much a good sort of table mic would cost?
You can get one. I would say I would expect to pay maybe $40 and up.
Okay.
I mean, really, the sky's the limit with microphones.
Right.
I mean, you can get $1,000 microphones.
Okay.
But you would probably, I would spend, you know, I wouldn't spend $19.
Mm-hmm.
I'd spend $40
okay.
and then maybe a little up above that.
Mm-hmm.
For what you want to do, I don't ever see paying, you know, a couple hundred dollars.
Mm-hmm.
That would probably be very overkill.
Okay.
So that kind of gives you an idea.
Right. Okay.
There's a place to look called Sound Advice.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, there's a guy there named Wayne.
Okay.
He's one of the principals there. Wayne, I think his name is Shaybeck.
All right.
Shaybeck, something like that. He's a really knowledgeable guy. He's been in the business for a long time.
Great.
And they're good guys there.
Okay.
So that would be a place to look at a mic.
Okay. That'd be great, yeah. If we needed to get a price on tape recorder that we lost. See, what we lost was a tape recorder, not a tape deck. It was a fancy Ewer. That name.
Oh, really? It was.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Right.
That's like considered. I mean, there's a lot of different models of Ewers, but they've always been considered probably one of the finest portable cassette recorders.
Yeah. Right.
Our Blue Book usually shows the Ewers.
Yeah.
Our older Ewers.
Okay.
So I can show you what the Blue Book price was.
Okay.
It's going to be hard to, I don't know Ewers that well, it's going to be hard to determine what would be a comparable replacement today.
I know, right. Yeah.
And that would be something you may want to run by Wayne.
Okay, great. Okay. You don't sell that kind of thing here, right? Because this is an audio
That's right.
place.
Well, I mean, to tell you the truth, sometimes we do get them for people through the distributors we deal with. But overall, usually we don't.
This is great. Yeah, what I think I'll do is take these ideas back to Luke, and I'll be
sleep
back.
On it.
Then, I need to think about what you told me. This is very helpful.
Okay, just for your knowledge, the K110 and the K110W, that's the auto single auto reverse and double auto reverse, we have in stock.
Okay.
The K111, I don't believe I have in stock, but we're going to be placing a Luxman order soon. And since they ship out of Torrance, you know, lead time isn't too bad on it. But just know that you couldn't call me up and then listen to a tape that night.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. But we're talking like maybe a week or something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no problem.
If that.
I mean, listen, I'm not that.
Okay.
the timing isn't that tight. I've waited a long time for a lot of stuff, so no, it's not a big problem. But I appreciate you letting me know about that.
Rick had told me Matt came by and picked up some literature on, I guess, the some little speakers who we were talking about.
Right.
I don't know if he actually got the exact one I recommended or not.
Yeah.
And then there was an article on FM antennas I had recommended to him.
Yeah.
Made a copy of it.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, that was really helpful.
Had you heard anything? Has he read that?
Right,
maybe,
yeah.
Okay,
that was part of what we had to put in the specs. We needed to know the size and this whole antenna question, whether you could put an antenna. You talked about this with him under the roof and everything.
Yes.
You know, you can't have that stuff shown.
That's right. That's right.
Out of Portland.
Yeah. How's the house moving along?
Coming along. We're going to be putting the specs out for bids within the month. So,
That's
so
progress,
that's,
isn't it?
It's progress. Yeah, we're going as fast as we can. We're going to have like 4 weeks. We just have to wait while the bidding.
Exactly.
And
then sit up at night thinking, should we go
for him
or should we go for him?
It's just what I was telling Jack. I said, we got all these places in the specs where we're having to say, you know, figure this one separately because we may have to axe it, you know, and we're just biting our nails because we don't know what the bottom line is going to be. So maybe
some parts of it will really surprise you, and some parts will be a lot less than you thought.
Yeah, like windows aren't as expensive as I thought, so that's
good.
Going.
Yeah. Well, you have to do double glazed up there now.
That's true, right?
Which adds a bit to the cost.
Well, we'll keep you posted on how it's all going, and I'll certainly let you know about this thing. I'll be calling you back.
Okay. And I think I had given you some literature before on that, and it shows those cassette decks in there.
Okay.
If you need an additional
piece,
I can get you one.
No, I think you're right. Yeah, that's what I had looked at. So, I think. You don't have the.
I have the double one here.
Right, that's what I said.
And I have the real high end single one.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
The single auto reverse I have in stock. I just don't have on display.
That's all right.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Thanks.
Well, that gives
you
an idea.
All right. Good.
Okay. Good.
It kept you 5 minutes, but I bet it's been worse than that.
This is nothing. this is nothing. This is a joy.
Good.
Tell you the truth.
Good. Well, I think you got another sale, so
okay.
You just have to talk to me. Yeah.
How's the project going here?